And so finally, Frame tells us here that scripture gives us a new heart, that is, faithful heart, right? He says, as the Holy Spirit speaks in scripture, he turns our skepticism into faith. In fact, the marvelous things, as he says that John Gerstner and others have pointed out, is not that there is evil in the world, but that God has forgiven the evil in our own hearts for the sake of Christ. Believers, even with their new hearts, though, do continue to ask about the problem of evil. But there are so many reasons for giving thanks that we can never look at evil with the same passion as the unbeliever. The believer simply looks at the world with values different from those of the unbeliever. And the change in those values is perhaps the closest that we can get at this point in history, anyway, to a theodicy, right? And so that's what Frame suggests here as how the scriptures, the biblical response to the problem of evil goes.
Right. Well, did that do it for you? We've covered now two different theodicies. Are we satisfied? Can we just move on and talk about other things? No, I'm curious to see if this resonates with people. Find us wherever you want to leave us a message. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on all those things. I'm curious to see if this is something that strikes you, or if it if you have another explanation, or maybe there's an amalgamation of Christensen and Frame. Not that I think that they're saying opposing things. In fact, I think they would find a lot of agreement with each other. Just Christensen has about 19 other chapters that he can put forth
That's
to
right.
make his case here.
It's almost an unfair comparison, right? Christian has a book
Exactly.
this thick and just deals with the problem of evil. And of course, Frame here just has a couple of chapters.
Yeah,
So,
exactly. Exactly. The Christians did give us an answer on page 6, where we had to wait till the second
yeah,
chapter for
that,
Frame.
that's true. That's true.